The Mishnah says that a woman is nikna b'shleisha d'rachim, kesef b'shtar v'biya, and the Mishnah explains only the first one. Kesef, eshama yayimim b'dinner b'shava dinner, so said b'kuta b'shava pruta, of course we pass on like b'tilo, that a woman, to be mekadosh isha, you need a pruta, has to be at least a pruta, or something the value of a pruta. Kamahi pruta. Now you have to know what's a pruta. So the Mishnah says, Echad mishmaina for iser ha'itlaki, 1/8 of a Italian iser, which we don't know what that is exactly today, but that is pruta. And what is pruta? Pruta is the taicha of kesef. So what does it mean? What does it mean, kesef? A pruta. How would you translate kesef? What is nikta b'kesef? What does kesef mean? Kesef. How would you translate it in English?
Money.
Money? It says in Parshas Truma, you should give kesef, zav, kesef, and mechashas. So kesef there means
silver.
So kesef here means. So what is kesef? Is a thing or it's an idea?
It's an idea. Something that people agree that it has a value to the extent that you've given them a friendship.
So whatever people agree has a value. Whatever people agree has a value, that's money. So how can the Mishnah say what it is? I mean, Echa Bishmanib is whatever people agree has a value, that's money. No, isn't that.
Huh?
What?
That is some.
Anything that has a value.
That's
Shavakas. Anything that has a value, Shavakas. Shlomi. He says if you say kesef means anything that has a value, then a coin is shava kesef, it's not kesef.
No, but the pen is different. A pen is the thing that you purchase money, it has no purpose rather than purchasing the pen and training.
So money is just a type of a. Some of the other people agree. It's not
even between pairs, it's one or ten. People agree that you can purchase pens and that's for sure.
So money is not a thing. Money is just something everyone agrees has a value. So if money is something everyone agrees has a value, why does the Mishnah say, Kamahi Pruta, whatever people get together will agree that a certain thing has a value, so that'll be kesef. Can you set? If kesef is something that has a value, something that you can, I guess you can buy things with, what else can you do with money except buy things? So if we agree that that's kesef, so how could a Mishnah come along and say, Kami pruta, echa mishmaina b'iser itlaki? And if I decide 1/10 of an iser itlaki is something that I'm willing to sell you something for, so that's also kesef. Can you set an amount? Why did the Mishnah say, Kami pruta, it's got to be worth something. It has to be worth something. And we could sit here and declare, is a penny worth anything today? It's not worth anything today. Yeah, we declare. But the Mishnah is not doing that. The Mishnah is saying, I'm going to define pruta for you. A certain value. If the definition of kesef is a concept, something that has a value, so what does it mean, kamahi? What? So that's your other choice. It's that kesef means a certain amount of silver.
That's not a variable.
Certain set amount, and it's not variable. So there's nothing to do with whether you can buy anything with it or not. You say kesef, if you learn like that, then kesef is tied silver. A certain amount of silver. How much silver? How much silver? Is sirtliki silver? Rashi says, ishlitliki shal kesef. Is that Pshat Mishnah that we're talking about? When we say kesef, we're talking about something. We're talking about an idea. When we say money, you're talking about an idea that it represents, or you're talking about a specific, like you say kazayas. No, it's a kazayas, the size of an olive. So the question is how to understand what kesef means. Well, it would seem that there are very different ways to understand kesef. totally different ways to understand Kedusha. The truth is that the Avni Maluim, this first piece in the Hilchos Kedusha, but that's a problem. Kesef, if we're saying kesef is silver, we say kami pruta, pruta. It's funny, Rashi says pruta shel mechayshes. Copper. So then that would be shava kesef, not kesef. So pruta is shava kesef. Could that be pruta shava kesef? Could it be that pruta is taka shava kesef?
Well, I said kesef and
then
explained
it. Misha sounds like pruta is kesef itself.
Say it again.
But then what he's saying is then that's Shabbat Kesef, that's not Kesef. What's the difference if it's a copper coin or if it's a pen or if it's a baseball bat?
It's the same. You have to give Kesef. How much Kesef do you have to give? You have to give the value of
the Shabbat Kesef. So then you have to be Mechadish that Pruta itself is Shabbat Kesef. Which is a funny thing.
Pruta is a value
also. So Pruta is not Kesef, it's Shavah. If we learn Kesef out of one pasuk, and Shavah Taisa says we'll Shavah Kesef at another place. So you're saying that Pruta itself would be Shavah Kesef. That's
it. Money is worth money.
Money is worth money, but it's also money. But it's both. Isn't it both? Is it money or is it just worth money?
The money, if money is not, it has its power over something else, like a baseball bat, then it's just with actual money, it's not just money.
What's money? Touch money. Money means
something that you can buy something with.
That you can buy something. So a canteen card is money? All over.
It's
the whole, in the whole country. It doesn't have to be. So if whole America were worth with canteen cards, then that would be money. Maybe it would be
money.
But if you say money is silver, you can tell me an amount. If you say money is a concept, so what kind of amount? You can't tell me an amount. Money is something that's worth something. What's worth? You have to ask human beings. It could be that in the United States it has to be something you can buy a roll for. It could be you go to a poor country, something you can buy a scrap of bread, it's also money.
And they want to pay a certain significant amount. For maybe a minimal significant amount, but some level. So people are familiar at that time with this currency. So if they have pruta, whatever pruta is, that amount of whatever that's worth on the market, that minimum amount of money is what you can bring transition with.
But can you tell me an amount? If kesef means it's worth something, so you're going to tell me an amount, and then a few years later there'll be a depression, and for a tenth of an issur you can buy something. Let's say there's a depression, and for a tenth of an issur you can buy something. Does that change the dinner of the Mishnah? It would change it. So what's the Mishnah telling me? The Mishnah shouldn't say after Mishmaya said, look, either Mishnah should say something with which you could buy, I don't know what, a piece of bread, or should tell me what you could buy with it. Don't tell me.
Well, I can also change everything.
But that's the problem. So what are you going to say? You can't say bread either, because that could change. So
it's still
in the country, I don't mean the whole world.
The denominations of different places, each one has their own.
But how do you define an amount of kesef? It seems to make no sense to say echem mishmeid of
beisefloki.
But can you tell me an amount of money that's money? Is it shy for you to tell me that? How can you tell me an amount? If it's a concept, you can't tell me an amount. You can't.
In those times, they want you to have this amount. And as if they say a quarter, a nickel is also money, but they want you to use a quarter.
But they're not doing anything for me, because let's say they want to be a quarter and not a nickel, so tell me a quarter, but the quarter doesn't mean, if a quarter is a certain amount of silver, I understand. But if a quarter is something with which you could buy something which is at least a certain amount of hashivos, you can't tell me something for 100 years from now. 100 years from now, for that quarter means something else. It could be 20 years from now, or 5 years from now. It changes, it's constantly changing. The whole Echa Mishmeri is Itlaki. It doesn't. How can you tell me an amount?
Then
okay, tell me the matter.
There's no science.
That's the point. One year old knows that it's no higher than this. That's the goal for the year. Whatever you could buy, Echem Shavisit Laki, in
a certain year. The year that Hillel was talking. They always dealt with
silver. That would make
therefore.
A coin replacing this value of silver, this value of silver.
And when it changes?
Silver, or how much silver, how much you can get an ounce of silver for?
Oh, so the amount of silver is
constant. Whatever it is.
Oh, so that's fine. If you're going to say that,
the
so you're saying kesef is a certain amount of silver. It doesn't matter. And it conceivably.
They had a coin, break it down, or a thing.
All right. So let's say kesef is a certain amount of silver. Let's say it's such a depression that whatever was a pruta in the time of Hillel, today you could buy a lot of things with. And with half that, you could buy a smaller amount. So you still need a bigger amount.
So if it becomes valueless, then what do you stop?
That's, you're right. You're right. That's another. That's a problem. That's not a, you see, if you're going to say silver is, if you say kesef means silver, a certain amount of silver, so then pruta could conceivably change. That if there could be a time in the world where that amount of silver is worth a lot, that half of that would not be a shava pruta, even though you could buy things for it.
But that's what happens.
That may well be, but then you, then what everyone calls, everyone says pruta is the smallest thing, the smallest denomination with which you can buy something. People say that, that's not necessarily so. But if you say kesef means a certain amount of silver, then you're saying it's not so. You're saying it's a certain amount of money.
It's a pruta was that you would approve to you buy a certain amount of silver. It was backed by silver, like the dollar used to be.
But it changes. The relationship between copper and silver changes.
But it's still the same coin.
So could you have a pruta that's not worth a pruta?
It's like how much shekel could I get from the dollar?
All right, so it means you could. So could you have a pruta that's not worth a pruta?
No.
If the value of silver goes up, and the value of copper goes down, so it could be a pruta that's not worth a pruta. No, we need two prutas to be worth a pruta. Yeah, but it's not, I mean, halachically, it's not worth a pruta. Okay, well, this halacha mishum sinai, the word pruta. Pruta is just, they saw an example of a coin uses the word pruta. Those times, so you really can't tell it to me. So you can never tell me, if they talk about, what was the pruta worth a couple of thousand years ago, you really can't tell me anything. The Mishnah is really not telling me anything at all. Because pruta means whatever the tiny hill of pruta was worth. I have no clue what it was worth then. And then Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes along, he says, you know, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was later than Hillel. He says, you should know, pruta is echa b'shmeinu b'isur ifliki. All right, so it doesn't tell me anything, because, I mean, I have no clue what it is.
You can calculate from those times.
How can I calculate?
You knew what it was worth then.
I need to get the newspapers from then and see what it was worth. I don't know what it was worth.
I'm sure there are records of how much it was worth in weight.
Perhaps. Is it pegged to silver? See, that's the question. Is it pegged to silver or is it a value? Is money a value? Or is money... I'm sorry, money is always a value. But I mean, is shava pruta or pruta, is it a value? When the Torah says kesef, is that a value or is that a specific item with which we're, to which we're going
to
peg everything?
It
has to be...
The value varies depending on where you're holding and what situation you're in.
So could it be that... In the United States, the pruta is a certain amount, and in Liberia, it's a different amount because in Liberia, but could the halachic concept, could there be a certain kedushin which in America is not worth a pruta, and in Africa is worth a pruta? Because in Africa, they're poor, so it's worth something.
We don't go to Rome today, where we have today.
You're right, the dollar and the shekel, but I... Okay, so in Eretz Yisrael, shekel is the matveya, and here this is the matveya. But you can't possibly write down on a piece of paper, you want to give me a letter that you want to have in Yitz Hashem, your grandchildren should know how much things cost today. So you're going to try to put down a piece of paper, an explanation of how much things cost, it won't be shaya. It doesn't make sense. Because how can you give over value to a later time? Value is abstract.
Sure, because that is today's day. The precise is not the same size. It has to be the same size where it was then.
Yeah. So kazayis, yeah. You could say.
So I did the same thing here. Right now, this is what we're using. So we use these measurements.
Okay. Now, what are you telling me? You're writing a Mishnah for later diaries, and you're telling later diaries, you should know. If you want to be Kaddish and Isha, you need money, which is?
At this point in time, whatever 1/8 of Isser Talki is worth, calculate that.
Whatever you could buy with it, 1/8 of Isser Talki, then.
That's
what you have to do now. So you really can't write that down. Because I have no clue what you were able to buy with the 1/8 of Isser Talki 2,000 years ago. I think the assumption was that the Zaysim wouldn't change. The Zaysim changed, which is... You're right, the Zaysim changed. We have the same exact problem. You're right. So we have to have some time of Mesira. So you can tell me that Tzlach comes, he says, Kazai has changed, it's half the size. So once you use the word a half, I already know. So now you need two Kazais. So again, I have something that I can talk about. Money, it's very difficult to know what we're talking about. What are we talking about when we say money?
Why can't you say that Kesef or any hard currency that is accepted? Any hard currency that is accepted, whether it's coins or bills.
Any accepted currency?
Yeah, sure.
But then you're not giving me a value. Then you're telling me.
The common heat is deciding how much Kesef you need to be in calculation.
This possibility I wouldn't agree with. That the definition of Kesef. So far we have two possibilities. Either Kesef is a certain amount of silver, which you can give Ladiris. Or it means something which has a value that you can buy something with. Now to just say, as many people say, that the currency, whatever the currency is in that Medina, that can't be, because then you're attaching yourself to something which is totally coincidental. If you happen to be in Japan, where a yen is worth where they have a concept of a yen, and a yen is worth a zillionth of a dollar. So so there the lowest currency is worth very little, and here the lowest currency is a penny. In Eretz Yisrael, so I don't even know. I didn't see any agura coins anymore. So the 5 agura coin is, so that's just a coincidence that a 5 agura coin or a 10 agura coin there, and here it's a penny. That doesn't tell you what the Torah meant with money.
The kin, which means money. How much money do you need? You need
the. Then it should say matbeya. Say, what is Kesef? Whatever the Matbeya Hayotze in that Medina is. Pruta, there's no Pruta in the United States. You can't tell me Pruta. You would have to say the smallest Matbeya. We don't find the Chazal say it's a Matbeya. So that would be totally to the discretion of whoever's in charge of the treasury. Whatever denomination they put out, that's going to change the market. I don't think so. That could be. It could be. The question is it so?
Is it so?
Silver also fluctuates. All right. Well, then you can't see. That's a problem because everything fluctuates, and in Mela there's no. We have to have some kind of. All right, so hold on to your cash and wait a minute, because stable is just a matter as a point of reference, because since everything changes, it's just that people seem to accept that money stays the same, and the price of gasoline went up. If the dollar stays the same, you don't say the dollar went down, you say that the gas went up. There has to be something we call that money, which is what stays the same. The truth is that there's a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes hapaiskim about what we're arguing about today, and it's each of the dayos leaves you with certain questions that need to be answered. The Avdi Meluim in Simon Chav Zayin Sakat Malif, the first Avdi Meluim on Hilchas Kiddush, he brings down these two shitas that we're arguing about. He says the shitas Harambam the Harif is that Kesef, the Taich Kesef, is, he says, the matfis shel kesef. Translation of kesef is silver. The type of metal known as silver. That's kesef. How much kesef? So the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayis writes that the amount of kesef that is a pruta is a chatzi sa'ira kesef, a barley grain, as you may know from your chalon. Very small. Half of that barley in volume, if you would have that much silver, that would be a pruta. Half of a chatzi sa'ira kesef. That's shava pruta. And that shear could only be halacha mishum Sinai. It doesn't make sense that it's a svara, because there is no svara to an amount. So that's an amount, that's a thing. Now that is not a very, the value will vary, but the amount is constant. It's a chatzi sa'ira of silver, which means he says mishkal hadinner shisha v'tishim garinei sa'ira v'kesef, the dinner of Beis Shammai. So he tells you that it's 96 garine sa'ira. Now this is only can only be a shiur of Halacha Mishum Sinai. There's no makar in Shas for this Rambam and the Rif that says. I mean, the makar is the Mishnah. It says pruta. The Rambam says it's a chatzi sa'ira of silver. Kesef means silver. So when we talk about money, we're talking about a definite amount, a certain amount of silver. You want to be Mekadosh Anisha, you want to know what's a Shava Pruta, you have to go to the silver market, see how much silver is worth, and that is the Taich of Pruta.
Why didn't the Mishnah say Chatzisayra?
What?
Why didn't the Mishnah say Chatzisayra?
I don't know the answer. Why does the Mishnah say Chatzisayra, Kelsey? I don't know. So the Rambam and Rif hold that that's the Taich of Kesef. The Taich of Kesef is silver. What amount of silver? A set amount of silver. So now it comes out, Bizman Hazeh, if you take Chatzi Saira of silver, it would turn out that a pruta is about a third or a quarter of a penny. If you make a cheshbon, the Chazon Ish makes a cheshbon, that 1196 Chatzi Saira is in an ounce, and an ounce of silver, $3-4. So it comes out, it's basically about a quarter of a penny is a pruta of Zmanazah, according to Shita Sarabah. Now that's a chidish atzum, because it means it has no value. A quarter of a penny, what value does it have today in America? It has no value. And Afal became, that's a pruta. Kind of, she's four women for a penny. Bargain. But this is the Rambam Shita. Now, something had to be machmish the Rambam to do this, because it's a big chiddush. The Rambam is saying that the definition of kesef has nothing to do with what you can buy, whether you can buy anything with it. It's a set amount, halacha mishum Sinai, and it remains that way from Har Sinai till Mashiach will come and beyond. It's always the chatzi sa'ira kesef. And if one day there'll be, the price of silver will go up, it'll change. One time there'll be the price of silver at one point 20 years ago was about $8-9. It was tripled, two or three times what it is today. So pruta changes. It's tied to silver, and that's it. That's Shita Sarambam and the Shita Sarif. The Ritva, which he brings from later in the Perek, the Ritva holds that it's not so. That kesef does not mean the matchis of kesef. It doesn't mean the silver of kesef. Kesef means the concept of money, and it's taka impossible to be kaveyayit on a piece of paper exactly, but it has to be something with which a person can buy things. It has to have a shavius. Now you can ask me,
Why would the Mishnah break it down to a certain number?
And why would the Mishnah break it down to Echa Mishleina Beserit Liki? Because let's say I'll tell you, you have to be able to buy something with it. So we can clear. By what? By what? What is something? What do? You go into a grocery store, the cheapest thing, or you go into, you can buy a pack of Winkies. So one Winkie is worth less than a penny. You go according to that, or you go according to only something that the people actually sell. How do you define Shavius? The Mishnah gave a value which Taka today is just about useless to us. Because the only way we can figure out what they used to buy with Echa B'Shmeina B'Sitliki is to be a Baki B'Shas, and to know Sugyas and Shas that give us a hint as to what they used to be able to buy. But it's Taka, not a very useful measure. It was useful when it was written. Chad Gadya was two Susan. You know that was which Susan there was, two types of Susan. But and you don't know when Chad Gadya was Trezuse. Was that the time of the Mishnah, or was that later? But this is Shita Saritva. The Shita Saritva is that it has to be a shavius, something with which you can buy something. So the Avnei Malum says, and it's a chiddush. The Avnei Malum says that according to the Rambam, kesef is dafka silver. Is dafka silver, and therefore, if you have a kruta shel mechayshes, like the Rambam, that's shavah kesef. If kesef means silver, so then a pruta shel mechayshes is not kesef. If the definition of kesef is silver, the matchis of kesef, the metal of kesef, so then a pruta shel mechayshes cannot be kesef, because copper and silver are not constant. Copper and silver don't remain the same relative value from day to day and year to year. So then kesef is the only thing that's kesef. Mechayshes is just shavah kesef. Sorry.
The mechayshes is really just replacing the silver. It shouldn't have to be used. It is kesef.
But it's not. But it's not constant in that. Let's say you can get a copper coin for a half a seira of zav today. It could be that a year from now you can get a copper coin for that. But the value of copper and the value of silver don't stay the same. They don't stay relatively equal. They fluctuate.
It says it wasn't by the
clear it wasn't. The Mishnah Hazav. It's clear it wasn't. The Sugim Bav Mitzvah Perak Hazav is clear. Things fluctuate. So that Lemaisa. Well, what Ritva says, what the Avnei Malum says, is Rashi's kavanu. Rashi says pruta shel nechayshes. Rashi, the truth is, it's hard to know why Rashi said pruta shel nechayshes, but he says he learns into Rashi like the Ritva. The Rashi is saying that a pruta shel nechayshes is kesef. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, like you're saying. Lafuke the Rambam. That when the Mishnah says bepruta b'shava pruta, Rashi is telling us bepruta shel nechayshes that pruta shel nechayshes is kesef, which means that taich kesef is money, not silver. You follow? We have two ways to learn. The Rambam taich kesef to mean silver. The Ritva taich kesef to mean money that has a value. If you learn that kesef is taich silver, a pruta of nechayshes is not kesef. A chayr pruta shel nechayshes then has to be shava kesef. If the Mishnah says pruta and it means pruta shel nechayshes, and it means that it's kesef, which is not mocher from the Mishnah, but it's certainly posh pshat in the Mishnah, but pruta b'shava pruta. So that's kesef, b'shava kesef. Pruta sounds like it's kesef. Then you have to learn like the Ritva, that pruta, if pruta is kesef, and it's made out of copper, then obviously the taich kesef is value. Taish kesef is valid, taish kesef is not money. So that the Avni Malum sees in Rashi, maybe you could tie it in your timing, he sees it should be in the Mishnah, not in Rashi, that the Mishnah is saying that Pruta Shel Nechash is Zehu Kesef. If Zehu Kesef, then it's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says Kesef is silver. How's the Rambam going to touch the Mishnah? How's the Rambam going to touch the Pruta? I'll say Pruta is silver. Not enough of Baki Bishas, but I think it's... I don't know. Could it be that there's a Pruta Shel Zav, maybe? At any rate, if a pruta would be shel zav, it would be worth, it would be too tiny to be usable. It would be a chatzi seira. So the pruta has to be nechashis. So lemaisa, what comes out? It comes out we have two traits to the word kesef and two mahalchim in how to define a shava pruta. And the tremendous nafkamina between them. The truth is that we find this in the Pesukim as well. There's a sma, the Cheshem Mishpat, the Siman Peches. The sma says, well, he's talking lahalach, he's not going on this Mishnah. He's talking about Kinyan Kesef to buy something. He says that his manai, that in his day, a pruta is not worth a pruta. He can't buy anything with a pruta. He says, his manenu, a pruta, a shava pruta or a pruta has to be something that's five or six or seven prutas, because you can't buy anything with a pruta anymore. Between the time of that the Mishnah was written and the time of the Sma was 1600 years. So he says, this man, a pruta is not worth a pruta. So therefore, a pruta is more. It has to be something with which you can go out and buy something.
Because we started with that, it still was worth much more than it is today.
That's his
maybe
assumption.
The
but if the sma was going with shita sarambam, you wouldn't hold that. With shita sarambam, you go basachati saira. That's it. All finished. That chati saira finished. It's like all shiur.
Then was something.
But you see, but that's not the sma. The sma. Would you mean the sma holds both? The sma could agree to have to be at least a chati saira. That's true. But he holds a chati saira is not enough. You need that it should be something with which you're able to buy something. It has to have a value. I mean, that's in English. That's what it means. A value. It has to have a value. You have to be able to buy something for it.
He's being
about Kedushin Elshamov? No, he's talking about Kinyan Kesef, by character. So he's saying that it needs more. And not only that, he says, Memela, for Pidyon HaBen, which you have to Cheshbon Lefi Pruta, it's also a larger amount. Because everything has to be based on Pruta. Since Pruta went up, so the amount of Kesef B'Yabet went up, everything went up. The Shach in Yerodeya, in the beginning of Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, the Shach disagrees. The Shach brings the Sma. He says, no, it's a Chatzi, Saira, Kesef. Doesn't matter if you could buy something with it, if you can't buy something with it, it's all the same. It's a Chatzi, Saira, Kesef. And basically, the machlokes man, the shach is the machlokes. Appears to be the machlokes the Rambam and the Ritva. They're just arguing how to. It seems that's the same machlokes, and they're arguing how to paskin. That the sma understands money kesef has to have value, and the shach understands no, it's a chatzi sair, it's an amount, whatever the amount is, and it remains that way. Love and void. According to the Sma, this man has, I don't know if a penny would be a pruta. That's my slipping. It's the nearly the nickel. It's the nearly the nickel. I don't know. When you sell the chametz to the guy, so you have to have at least a pruta for each person that's making your shliach. And the rav goes to the guy, and the guy gives money to the rav for the chametz. You need one pruta per the number of people on your shtar. So if you hold like the Rambam and the Shach, so then a pruta is about a third of a penny, so you're going to have 300 names. He gives you a dollar and that's enough. If you hold like the sma, that wouldn't be a kinyan. According to the sma, I'm not sure, it's a nickel, I don't know. Can you buy anything for a nickel today? Yeah. You get another minute on the payphone. Except that no one uses payphones anymore. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I may call it dime, maybe. I don't know. What's done is some rabbanim do one way, some rabbanim do the other way. We always talk about the snap. But my point to you is to illustrate that this machlaikis, it's a very bright machlaikis. There are the stum and svara, there's no, I have to think, no easy sheet that you like when you have a machlaikis. When you have machlaikis b'shainim, you like to sit back and think which svara is more mistaken. And then try to understand the other shita and get an appreciation of the machlaikis. Here, the way it seems to me, each shita has a major problem. The major problem with the Rambam is he's pegging it to Chatzisaira. And he's telling me, Lailam Vaed, that the Chatzisaira is always going to be a pruta. It's irrelevant if it could be meaningless. Today, it's totally meaningless. A third of a penny is certainly meaningless. But the Rambam is saying, that's Shava Pruta. It's Halacha Mishnah Sinai. You can't argue. He says Halacha Mishnah Sinai. But it's difficult to understand that the Pruta, we talk about in Shas all the time, that if you steal a Pruta, you have to return a Pruta, that refers to such an amount which is constant, and someday it'll be meaningless to people. That's the problem with the Rambam Shita. The problem with the Shita of the Ritva is that how do you give it over? Shavuos. It's very inexact. The Rambam has a Naila. It's exact. Halacha, it has to be exact. There has to be a way to tell me, is she Mekudesh? She's not Mekudesh. Just make up your mind. So with the Rambam, it's easy. You go and you estimate the value of the Chatzisaira and you find out what it's worth. It's easy. But the Ritva, it becomes very inexact. How do you make a cheshbin of what kind of money you're talking about? So that the Ritva's Mahalach, which Dan Nimurim says is Rashi's Mahalach, it's problematic. It's difficult to come to an exact amount. And the Mishnah seems to be telling me that there's a way to come to an exact amount. It seems that there's some way of having an exact amount. But Lamaisa, these are the two sheetahs of understanding the taich of kesef. What kesef is, the meaning of kesef, what it's referring to. They have two mahalchim and tremendous nafkamina between them. Now, what I told you till now is all in the Avni Meluim. The machlaikis we spoke about yesterday may be, svara may be related to this machlaikis. Now here we already have to help cut. So I told you till now, Davin Meluim, I say you have to accept it. I mean, you can think about it, but when I say Zeshte, question is if the Machlekes Disman de Taz is related to this, or it's not related to this, then this is already something that requires a certain amount of Iyum. What did the Sma say? The Sma said that what is Kinyan Kesef? What is Kinyan Kesef? So we had yesterday two shitas. The Taz understands Kinyan Kesef that it's just like it's Kesef Kinyan, he said. It means that just like Chalipin, you give a handkerchief. You give a handkerchief as a Kinyan Chalipin. So Kesef is Mudin. If you give a coin, that makes a Kinyan. That's what Kesef is, Kesef Kinyan. The Sma comes, the Sma says no. Is that if you go to someone and you just give him a coin, L'shem Kinyan, nothing doing. That doesn't do it. It has to be that the money is given as a pirayim. It must be that it's given as payment for something. It must be, the word payment, to explain it, I think payment means it's an exchange for something. It settles a debt, it's a payment. Or it's an exchange for the karka, an exchange for a rental, whatever it is that I'm giving it to you for. Payment means I'm giving to you for something. I'm giving to you in exchange for something. In legal terms, there's a term that they use, it's in consideration. In American law, there's a concept of kesef pirayim. In consideration is the language used in legal documents. That means the money was given in consideration, was given for something, as opposed to being given outright as a gift. Kesef Piroi means it's for something. And that's a Kenyan Kesef. Now, how would you understand Kesef Pashut? How would you understand it simply? If I had not told you a Machloikis Taz and Snaf, instead I came in, I told you a scenario, somebody is going to buy a house, they buy a house for $1 million, and they sit there, and they say, you know what, I want to do a Kenyan now, because I don't want you to be able to back out. So here's a quarter, pick up the quarter, and in exchange for the quarter, that's the not going to be the house, and the person picked up the quarter, and fine. Would you say it's a good Kenyan? I think that the Pashtus, you would say it's good. It's Kesef, like the Taz. What? And if I give you a handkerchief for the house, that's also not the whole price. It's only a handkerchief.
I'm paying you for the house, I'm not giving you the whole money. When are you going to pay for the house? What's stopping the guy from giving the quarter?
Let me tell you, sometimes people don't have enough money to buy a house, and they have a mortgage from the seller also. Of course it's a loan, but the house is totally mine. If I buy a house for $500,000, I put $100,000. But it's still my house until the bank forecloses. It's my house, not the bank's house. It's my house. The bank has a lien on the house. No, it's not true. The house is not b'shutvus. If you hold that you're plotted for mezuzah with shutvus akum, would you say that you don't put a mezuzah on a house because there's a mortgage?
The
hook is mezuzah, you're right. That's a good answer. But it's still not the answer. It's not the house is still your house. The house is your house. It's meshuvah. There's only. Let me tell you, you can own a house and borrow money from someone, and the house is meshuvah to him too. Shibudim is not ownership. Shibudim is not ownership.
Huh?
Is the seller gives me a mortgage? When I buy a house, the house is mine. If I owe him money, I owe him money. If he has a lien on the house, he has a lien on the house. Let me tell you, if you buy a house from someone, it's a shed, and you give the person money, and you only give him $100,000, and the other $400,000, he's giving you a mortgage. And chas v'shalom, the next day there's an earthquake, and the whole house gets swallowed up in the ground. So you can't tell him, well, you know, you lost $400,000, I lost $100,000. No, it's not true.
Carry your responsibility.
Chas v'shalom, such a thing happens. The house is yours once you make a kid. The house is yours, you owe payment for it. You owe payment for it. People go to grocery and buy milk on credit also, and they drink it. It's their milk. When you make a Kenyan, it's yours. When you make a Kenyan, it's yours, and it's certainly according to the Taz, if you give the quarter, you claim it. The Pashtus is like the Taz. He has a lien on it, like anybody has a lien. If you borrow money from me, I could also come and take it. Excuse me? If you made a Kenyan by giving a quarter, that's Kenyan Kesef.
What is Kesef?
Pashut Kesef is Kaina Karka. It's Kaina any Karka that I set it out to be Kaina. That's the Pashtus. It's not Chalim.
Isn't that only to make the Mishapara?
No, that's on Metalphalim. On Karka, it's kind of, yeah. On Metalphalim is only Mishapara, but on Karka, it's kind of Lagami. So let me make the point I want to make is that the Sma, the way I see it, you can disagree about it. The Sma comes along and he says, no, it's Kesef Yiran. I think the Sma is the Chiddush. I would see the Sma l'shitasa. The Sma understands that Kesef is an abstract thing. Not that Kesef is a certain amount of silver. Kesef is the concept of value. It's the concept of shavius. That's what Kesef is. So if you're going to tell me there's something called Kenyan Kesef, the Sma l'shitasa is very understandable, since he understood that Kesef in the first place is only shavius, and money only represents shavius, but money is shavius. So then I understand that when you do a Kenyan Kesef, it's not the metal. According to the Taz, it's the piece of metal. I'm giving you a piece of metal in exchange, you're giving me something. It has nothing to do with the value, according to the Taz. The Sma says money has to do with value. So it's very geschmack that the Sma said, what do you mean? You give him the quarter and it has nothing to do with the price? Well, that's not what we call money. It's true the quarter is money. But if you want to make a kinyan kesef, it's a kinyan with the value that you're conferring. I'm giving you money, and that is, I'm buying a certain value of that house, or the value of the property. I'm not saying that it's muchrach, that the two things are tali zeh bezeh, but I'm saying it's glat. It's very glat to see the smal l'shitosa. That since the smal looked at all money as value, instead of something specific, therefore, when we talk about kinyan kesef, the smal looked at it that way also. It's not the piece of silver. It's not like a handkerchief. When you do a kinyan chalim with a handkerchief, you couldn't care less about the handkerchief. It's just a method by which to do it. Money, it's not the piece of metal. The piece of metal represents the value. And therefore, it's understandable, the shitasai, that it stands for the value.
You give over a quarter. If you give me a quarter $100,000, so I'll take that as payment.
It's only a
tchilas pirayin. But I accept
that
as like, okay, I
know that you it's want a tchilas pirayin. That has to be clear. The Sma says clearly that if I'm buying a $1 million house and I want to make a kinyan with a quarter, and I tell you, I'm giving you the quarter and now I owe you $999,999.75, that it works. Because tchilas pirayin is enough. You don't have to make the full pirayin to be kind. But tchilas pirayin is adequate. But it has to be pirayin. Now, yesterday I mentioned to you that the Taz asks from our Mishnah. He says on Yes on the Sma that if kesef is kesef pirayin, how does it make sense by a woman? There's no pirayin by a woman. And the Avni Meluim answered that Avni Meluim says no, by a woman there's also a concept of pirayin, shavius of pirayin. That holds true here as well. The Eben Ha'azel disagrees with the Avni Meluim, and we'll see later in the year there's a Stipler also. They hold that even though Kesef by Mekach u'Memkar Kesef Pirayin like the Sma will be Meider by Kinyan Kesef of an Isha. Since you're not kind of anything in the Isha, therefore it'll be minded, the smile will be minded that by an Isha it'll be minded to the Taz, the Kesef works with Kesef King. Now this Machlaikis, Devin Ozel and the Avni Meluim will be important tomorrow when we get to the Taisis, and Yitz Hashem will come back to this Machlaikis. I just wanted to focus on Rashi for a few minutes. And Rashi bekesef u'bishtar. It's a Rashi that has many chidushim in it. Let's see the Rashi. Bekesef u'bishtar. Mefarish b'braisa b'gemara. Noisim lo kesef eshav kesef. O'im lo hariyat b'kodesh esli. Rashi is going to talk about three things. Kesef, shtar, and bia. And Rashi has a chidush for each one. Okay, in kesef, what's the chidush in the Amira here? O'im lo hariyat b'kodesh esli. So what's the chiddush here? Any married people that ever said this? Remember what you said? Hariyam u'kodesh esli. You say b'tabazu? Or b'kesefzu, whatever it is. Bazu. Rashi leaves out bazu. He says hariyam u'kodesh esli, period. He leaves out kedas moshe b'Yisrael also. Kedas moshe b'Yisrael certainly not ma'akiv. But Rashi seems to say, that's the first chiddush in this Rashi, that Hariyat Mekudesh Esli is good without saying any bezu, without saying b'tabazu, or b'kesefzu, or b'zeh. Just say Hariyat Mekudesh Esli, that's enough. It's L'chaira, it's not Rashi's chiddush, I have to tell you. It's later a Braisa Heyam in Beis. Ketza b'kesef, Nosel la kesef, Omel la Hariyat Mekudesh Esli. Doesn't say b'zeh. This is something we have to come back to.
We also do the Amira first.
We do the Amira first, and everyone agrees Amira has to be first. Rashi inverts the order. The Bryce on Hayamid Beis changes the order. I'm not sure why. Hopefully we get to Hayamid Beis. It's a problem. It's a disturbing thing in Rashi. Why does Rashi say... It's not Rashi, it's the Bryce. Why does the Bryce say... I don't know. All right, the second thing in Rashi, Shtar. Kaisav la nayar afal pisha einay shavu pruta hariyav mukudeshesli. Okay, Rashi here by shtar tells us two fidushim. Okay, what are two fidushim by shtar? First one is afal pisha einay shavu pruta. Rashi says the shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Why is that a chiddush? Yaakov, you remember? Can you tell me why it's a chiddush? Something from Pesachim. You declared in Pesachim if you can make a kinyan on something less than a pruta. No? It could be kindness on a less than a pruta. It's shy kinyanim on something less than a pruta. So Rashi says, "Api shein shav a pruta." One chiddush in Rashi. Okay, which we'll focus on. What's the second chiddush by shtar? No, shtar. If you don't write, it's not shtar. What? Well, why should you write zoo if you write on the shtar? How you have a kodesh sli? Obviously, it's a shtar. That what? I'm thinking about something else. What's that other chiddush? Remember the baying of the hounds? Sherlock Holmes and the baying of the hounds? I told you guys about it. I told you that sometimes the diuk is not from what it says, but what it doesn't say.
You
don't remember? Usually jokes people remember. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe I didn't say it. Huh? The diuk is what it doesn't say. What's missing? It's missing the amira. It's missing the sifa too, but it's missing the amira. The Rashi seems to paskin that shtar does not need amira, which is certainly Rishayim would disagree. Rashi is saying that you don't have to say hariyat, you just write it, that's good enough. So those are the two chidushim Rashi has by shtar. And by bia, ba leha va omar iskachi li be bia zu. What's the chiddush there? That you need amira. That you need amira. Otherwise, maybe he's mecham for bias nus. Maybe you need amira to tell the eidim that you're doing it. You tell the woman that you want to be married. It's not stam bias nus.
Maybe you should say the amira first.
Well, that's a problem with kesef too. The amira has to be first. And why Rashi changed the order, I don't know yet. I don't have to.
Instead of Hariyat,
why says Iskachi Li instead of Hariyat Mukudeshesli? Okay, I'm assuming it's Lav Dafka, but maybe there's some Dafka Dikaloshin. It's a good deal. I think Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders why Li is important by Bia. By Kesef Ishtar, Li is Ma'akiv, because maybe you're Shliach, you're Mekash with someone else. So there we understand you have to say li or you have to write li, so otherwise maybe you're shliach. But obviously it's not shayach to be mekadesh b'bia b'shlich to someone else. It's only shayach for the husband to be mekadesh b'bia. So Bikida Eger wonders why I should need li. Say skachi b'bia zu. Why do you need the li by b'bia? So each one of the three nekudas needs a hesber. I'll tell you just the Rishalmi that's quoted in the Rif. Rishalmi says, how do you know that shtar is good with less than a pruta? So Rishalmi says, I can prove it to you that the shtar could be less than a pruta. Because if you say a shtar needs to be worth a pruta, so every time a man is Makadish a woman, it's shtar. So why do I need a kinyan of shtar? It should work by Taras Kesef anyway. It should work by Taras Kesef. Why do you kesef shtar and bia? If every shtar has to be worth a pruta anyway, so just tell me this kesef and bia, and I'll know that if you write a shtar, you're Makadish, because it's worth a pruta.
Amir will be enough to speak it out.
Good. So this is the Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi says, so Elamai must be it's worth, that's even less than a pruta. So the Hamakne asks, That's like Rashi, we push the nafkamina. Maybe shtar has to be a pruta. Maybe shtar does have to be a pruta. And if you, but shtar doesn't need amira. Rashi said shtar doesn't need amira. So if you mekadish a woman with a shtar that's worth a pruta, it can't work with teres kesef because there was no amira. So since it can't work with teres kesef, so that's why I need kesef shtar and bia. So the Hamakna says that this Yerushalmi seems to be not like Rashi regarding the amira, and something which I really should explain at greater depth, just that.